I'm George Walker, and I'm here in the IU Auditorium with the Executive Director, Doug Boer. Doug actually is a success story in Bloomington. Doug began working at the IU Auditorium as a student, perhaps?
That's right, back in 1991.
Wow. And since then, you've been both in Bloomington and elsewhere, I think.
Yes, we now manage events for the university, wherever they take place. So I get to work on the regional campuses and at IUPUI, as well as the majority of our work here in Bloomington.
The 2019-2020 season is really a little unique in that you're presenting a couple of week-long Broadway runs.
Yes, well, you know, we are excited to celebrate the bicentennial season of the university, and in so doing, we thought we should do our very best to bring some high-quality, long-run productions, and we're excited to welcome Les Miserables and the Book of Mormon.
So you've got two of those, but you also have some other premieres in store for us.
We do. We've got Beautiful, the Carole King musical, is the first time in Bloomington, as well as Waitress, which is a great Broadway musical that was adapted from the film. And The Color Purple will be here for the very first time as well.
Delighted to hear about Carole King. She did a wonderful concert in 1976. I had the flu. I was terribly sick. I was in the last row on the floor. And it was a wonderful concert, and I just enjoyed the living daylights out of it until I felt sick again.
I totally understand. We are so excited to be able to have her songs ring out in this hall once again. We'll do that for a handful of shows as the close of the bicentennial season in April.
You've got to link in, really, with the Bloomington audience when you open up the fall season.
Yeah, we're very excited that Bela Fleck, Edgar Meyer, and Zakir Hussain will be here working together in a very lovely collaborative concert where they are taking the best of world music, bluegrass, and classical and putting that together into a program that I know this audience will enjoy.
Delighted to hear that. Now, looking a bit at the classics, I note that you have both a ballet company coming in and also the Minnesota Orchestra.
Yes, we're super excited to have Minnesota Orchestra is here for the season, and they'll be here in January performing with Andre Watts from our very own Jacobs School of Music faculty. He'll be performing along with the orchestra and a few other surprises on that program as well, so we're very excited about that. And then the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Dance Company will be here in February presenting a work that we have commissioned. And we've joined a few other performing arts centers in commissioning this new work from Bill and his team, and we're very excited to get to see it when it comes into Bloomington.
In terms of putting together a season, when you're thinking about things, when you're thinking about the audiences that you serve, do you have a particular idea that one audience will, that you'll have a core audience that will stick, but that you'll have some audiences that will be attracted to particular offerings?
We do, and one of the great things about working in the Bloomington community and certainly with the university, but also the outlying areas, is they truly support the best in arts and entertainment. And so we do have kind of that core audience, our bank of subscribers who come to most of the shows. But each of the shows is designed with an interest group in mind and making sure that we're serving all of the community and providing programs that appeal to everyone. After all, it is one of the crown jewels of the university, and it's a great opportunity to make sure that the university is reaching out to all the members of our community to make them feel like they're welcome on campus.
Doug Boer, the Executive Director of the IU Auditorium. I'm George Walker for WFIU Art.